Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 9th of April, Suffering and Temptation. Suffering and temptation were fundamental to Christ's glorification as a high priest and to the offering of Yahweh through which their covenant purpose was accomplished. Significantly, from Gethsemane, Satan again endeavoured to tempt Christ to sin. Jesus acknowledged this enterprise when the chief priests, captains of the temple, and the elders came to arrest him. He said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." We see that the Son demonstrated his obedience as he was tempted and tried at all points as we are. Through this suffering process, he remained sinless. That is, he was acquainted with all of the alternatives to obedience offered by Satan. Through the sufferings of death, he eternally satisfied God's judgment upon them, taking them out into the sea of God's forgetfulness. However, he also fulfilled all righteousness through his obedience to the Father. That is, he did not sin. For this reason, Paul wrote, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Through obedience, Jesus Christ was made perfect as a man and was trained to become our great high priest. This was Paul's point when he wrote, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek." As he learnt the obedience of a priest by the things which he suffered, he was also being made a man in the image and likeness of God. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 24, verses 25 and 26, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, Luke chapter 22, verses 52 and 53, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15,